Gospel of Luke, and turn to chapter number 18 and begin reading with verse number 35. Luke 18, beginning with verse number 35, and we'll read through verse number 10 of the following chapter. And it came to pass, as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood, and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us kneel before him in prayer.
And merciful Father who art in heaven, we come before thee again in this quiet place to worship before thee and to bring to thee our supplication and our prayers, our thanksgiving and our worship. Thou, O Lord, who knows all things, thou dost know the secrets of each and every heart. Thou dost know all of our needs, and thou dost care for us. And we thank thee, for thou art a good father. Dear Lord, we pray unto thee that thou would grant that in our hearts and in our lives and in our midst as we gather together in Jesus' name, that thy name may be hallowed. Lord, that we would have the disposition of honor and respect unto thee, and that we would be helpers of one another's joy, that we can come into thy house and to hear of Jesus, our Savior, the one who is powerful, the one who is kind and has been good to those who are in need. Thank thee, Lord, for this message that we have been reminded of how thou dost tenderly care for those who are in need. Lord, we want to see ourselves also in that place, looking up to thee, the one who has created us, the one who has made us for thy purpose. Lord, in need of thy spirit, in need of thy help, in need of thee to be influencing and molding our lives to be more like Jesus Christ, to have that compassion upon those that are lost, and that need to hear thee, that need to know thee. And that we would take the opportunities to open our mouths and also open our hearts to thee, to use us in a way that would be fitting examples of thy kingdom, that we can demonstrate and show that there is one who is sitting on the throne, and that we would not lead divided lives, looking for multiple things to satisfy, but that we would remember, O Lord, the great gift of mercy and compassion in Jesus Christ our Savior, and draw from that well, that deep well of salvation, that which provides contentment for our souls. Lord, we pray that thy kingdom would come upon this earth, and that thy will would be done here upon earth, even as it is in heaven, where thy name is praised and thy glory is proclaimed ceaselessly, that thou art holy, holy, holy. Lord, we pray that even in this earth, that those who would be called by thy name, who come before thee in worship, in spirit, and in truth, would also acknowledge thee as holy, that thou art almighty, and that thou art King and Ruler Supreme. Dear God, we pray that these desires that we have learned from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would not only be words that we speak and things that we remember that we've been taught, but they would be hallmarks of our lives, that they would be carried out, and the ideas and the concepts that we have learned from little on up from thy word would be more than just thoughts, but that they would be brought into the physical reality of our everyday lives, and that there would be a tangible example of thy grace, thy mercy, and thy dominion even upon this earth. So we pray as we would meditate upon this scripture and the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his perfect example for us, Lord, that we would take notice, that we would hear, and that we would receive with joy and contentment this perfect word of God. Bless our brothers who would meditate upon the scripture, and help us to appreciate the power and the influence that thy word can have in our lives when we embrace it in faith and allow thee, Lord, to have thy way with us. So may thy will be done, that we pray, O Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
At this point in time of the life of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ here upon this earth, he is now starting to conclude his ministry. And he had spoken to his disciples of all the truths that he had for them to hear. And he now notes to them that they were going to Jerusalem and that he was going to be mocked, scourged, spat upon, crucified, and on the third day he would rise again. And they understood none of those things which he spoke unto them. But now it was that they were now making their journey. They were making their journey from Galilee, and they're heading toward Jerusalem. And the reading that we had this afternoon is on that journey, and he is now coming to Jericho. And Jericho is there by the Jordan River in the valley. And from Jericho, then he would ascend, meaning he would go up in elevation up toward Jerusalem. And this would be now his final time going to Jerusalem. And at this time, he would now be offering up his life as a ransom for all, as that perfect Lamb of God, giving his life that we could all be saved. And so we find ourselves here in this setting, that Jesus is coming now to Jericho, and two great things happen while he is here in Jericho. The Bible says, specifically here in this Gospel of Luke, that when Jesus was born, that there was a multitude of heavenly hosts, and they glorified God, saying, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Because Jesus was come into this world, because the Savior has come, because the Savior has, the time was now fulfilled, that the time of Christ would come. And so the heavenly hosts are all praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." On earth peace. And goodwill toward men. Goodwill toward men. And we see that here as Jesus is coming to offer himself as a sacrifice. He knows that he's going to be betrayed. He knows that he's going to be forsaken by his disciples. He knows that all are going to leave him. And yet, even knowing all these things, he's doing goodwill unto all men. He's providing peace to this earth. And glory is being given unto God. And so it says that here, as we picked up the reading in verse number 35, it says, "And it came to pass, as he was come nigh unto Jericho," he's coming now close to the city of Jericho, "that there was a certain blind man who sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant." He couldn't see, so he's saying, "What's all the commotion about?" And it was told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. That was the declaration that was made to this blind man. Jesus of Nazareth. Not the Messiah, not he who has healed previous people who were blind, not one who has come to bring the word of God, not one who was a perfect example, but Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And so this blind man cries out as he doesn't know exactly where Jesus is. He sees the multitude. But he cries out and he says, "Jesus, thou son of David," not simply just Jesus of Nazareth, but "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He was searching for mercy. He was seeking. He was asking. And the Bible says, Jesus himself says, "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." And so this blind man knew who Jesus was. He had heard of him. He had heard of his fame. He knew. He had complete faith that Jesus could heal his sight, could heal his blindness that he might receive sight. This blind man believed that. He had faith. He had faith. And so as this gentle healer was come into their town that day, he knew that this gentle healer, this one who come to bring peace on earth and goodwill toward men, he knew that if he asked, that if he sought, that if he knocked, that it would be given to him. And so he does. And he cries out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. Those that were part of the crowd, probably managing the direction of where Jesus was going and just managing the crowd as it's walking by, that as part of managing the crowd, they're saying, "Be quiet, be quiet. He has a place to go, and he's going to Jericho, and he's not quite yet in the city, so hold your peace. Keep quiet at this time." But he cried so much the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus, again, he who has come to seek and to save that which was lost, he who has come to bring goodwill unto men and peace on earth, and that God would be glorified, he stands still. And though there was urgency, though he was going to Jerusalem to give his life as a ransom for all, yet he knew that he was to meet this blind man. He knew that he was to provide healing. And so he stands. and commands that this blind man would be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" What are you asking for? What is it that you're seeking for? What are you knocking for? And he says, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." He recognized who Jesus was. He wasn't simply Jesus of Nazareth. He was Lord. He was Savior. He was him who could heal the brokenhearted. He was the one who could give sight to the blind. And so he rightfully addresses the Lord for who he was. And he says, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus says unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." The faith that this blind man had, he didn't have faith in the Pharisees. He didn't have faith in others. He didn't have faith in doctors. But he had faith that it simply, this gentle healer, as he would come into their town, that if Jesus would speak the word, that he could have his sight. And so it was that Jesus made this truth and proclaimed this truth, that your faith saved you. Your faith saved you. Receive your sight. And it says, the Bible says, immediately, no hesitation, in quick succession, immediately he receives his sight and he follows him and he glorifies God. Again, just as that multitude of heavenly hosts were proclaiming, glory to God, on earth peace and goodwill toward all men. There was glorifying of God here when this blind man had received his sight. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise to God. This was a great day in Jericho. This was a wonderful day. And it was that Jesus was heading to Jerusalem again to offer his life as a ransom for all, that all who would believe on him would more than receive their sight, but that would be saved from their sins and that they might have salvation. And so it continues on here in chapter 19 and says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus." So in these first few verses of chapter 19, now he's still here in Jericho, it gives a description of who Zacchaeus was. And some things that we get to know about who Zacchaeus was is, number one, that he was chief among the publicans. Of those that went to go collect taxes from the Jewish people, that he was one who was a supervisor, a manager of those publicans, and he was chief among them. So that's one thing that we know about Zacchaeus, and it also says that he was rich. The other thing it says that he sought to see Jesus who he was. He sought to see Jesus who he was. He was also asking, seeking, and knocking. And because Jesus had preached that in the Sermon on the Mount, and that word spread throughout all Galilee and Samaria and Judea, and that word was repeated over and over, that if we ask, if we seek, if we knock, it shall be given unto us. And so Zacchaeus also, just as this blind man was asking, Zacchaeus also was seeking. And so it says he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not, for he was little of stature. He was a shorter man. And so we'd not be able to see over the heads and shoulders of those that were in the crowd waiting for Jesus to come pass by that way. And certainly that crowd grew. As that multitude came down from Galilee together and entering into Jericho, the town of Jericho then also joined into this throng as they're making their way. And so he climbs up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by that way. So another thing we know about Zacchaeus is that he was determined. He was determined. And then other things we see about Zacchaeus was that he made some wise choices as well. And so Zacchaeus is up here in the sycamore tree, and Jesus came to that place, and he looks up, and he sees him and says unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." He sought Jesus. And yet now Jesus seeks him in return and says, make haste and come down. And so what does Zacchaeus do? He makes haste and he comes down and received him joyfully. He sought Jesus and then he received him. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. He that seeketh will receive. And so he received him joyfully. So here's Zacchaeus now. Truly a sinner. He was a publican, a chief of the publican. He was rich, and he was rich because he extorted from the people, and the people didn't like him. He didn't have a good reputation in the town, and he knew that, or the people knew that he was a sinner. But he received him joyfully. Zacchaeus received joyfully the Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel of John speaks of this likewise, that Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. Jesus came for the Jews, and the Jews says, no, you're not the Messiah. We're looking for a military leader. We're looking for someone who will take us out from underneath the Roman rule. So he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, even as Zacchaeus received the Lord Jesus Christ, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Zacchaeus believed on Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus believed in him. And so he received him joyfully. When he received him joyfully, it's a fulfillment of this scripture that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Jew or Gentile, male or female, rich or poor, married or single, whoever it is that would receive him would have the power to become a child of God. And so, as it often is the case, there is a wonderful thing happen, but there arises opposition. It says, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. There was murmuring, there was complaining, even as there were those that were rebuking the blind man to hold his peace, that Jesus would not be interrupted or disturbed by this blind man. But yet, he persevered. Certainly Zacchaeus heard the murmuring. That there was people saying, oh, Jesus, he's supposed to be this good man, but he's going to have dinner. He's going to the house of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is the chief of the publicans. But it didn't deter Zacchaeus. It didn't deter him at all. And so Zacchaeus stands and says, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. The Lord Jesus didn't tell him what to do. But Zacchaeus said this of himself. He recognized how he once had a God, and that God was mammon. That God was riches. He was rich. And he recognized he needed to get rid of that God. He needed to get rid of that in his life. He needed to root that out from his heart that he might receive the Lord Jesus Christ and that he might be a true follower of Jesus Christ. And so he makes this declaration of himself. He came to this conclusion of himself. So if we think about it, here's Zacchaeus, though he was very rich, if he took half of his goods and he distributed it to the poor, and then if he took anything from anyone by false accusation, he would repay them four times. Well, likely then in the end, he didn't have very much left over. Now, if we go a little earlier than what happened here, back into chapter 18, we see that there was a certain ruler who comes to Jesus and asks, What can I do to be saved? And Jesus tells him what it is that he needs to be saved. And then Jesus says, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. This man, this ruler, was told what to do. Zacchaeus wasn't told what to do. He went ahead and did it. When this certain ruler heard this, that the Lord had given him instruction what to do, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. He had that God in his heart that he was going to serve mammon and not God. And yet Jesus taught that you cannot serve God and mammon. And so he was very sorrowful because he was very rich. Zacchaeus was rich too. We read that here in the scriptures. He was rich. But he became now rich in the Lord. He had everlasting riches, riches that would take him far beyond what coins could give him in this life. Now he had great riches. And Jesus said unto him, This day where the gentle healer has come into town and has done goodwill toward men, restored the sight of those of him that was blind, and has received Zacchaeus, he says, this day is salvation come to this house. Eternal life has come here to Zacchaeus' house. Eternal life, salvation, no more condemnation. Salvation has come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus repented. He recognized he was a sinner. And yet he sought the Lord. And so he sought the Lord. And so he wanted to do the Lord's will. And then he repented of his sin. He got rid of those things that once he loved. And now now loves the Lord. John the Baptist, when he began his ministry, said to the people, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance." Zacchaeus did that. "And begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father,' for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." And that's what happened here. Jesus took a stony heart, and he raised him up to be a child of Abraham. And he makes this declaration for all to hear, all that were in Zacchaeus' house and perhaps those who were on the outside and those who heard of this even later, because I'm sure the word spread even after Jesus left town. "For as much as he also is the son of Abraham." It's a fulfillment of the scriptures. The Bible says that he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, as Zacchaeus did, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Zacchaeus did that. Zacchaeus did that. And John the Baptist also says, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father,' for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." God is able. And he did it. He did it. One who was in sin received salvation, and he became a son of Abraham. In John chapter 8, we read that Jesus and the Pharisees were disputing among each other, and they, you know, the Pharisees kept saying that, "Well, we're Abraham's children." And he says, No, you're not. You are the children of your father, the devil." And so it must not have gone too well for the Jews, as they would have heard this, that Jesus is telling the Pharisees that they are the children of the devil, the chief liar, and that this man, that Zacchaeus, was a son of Abraham. But it had to do with faith. It had to do with faith. Even as Jesus told the man that was healed from his blindness, that his faith hath saved him. And so Jesus now says what his vision and his vision statement and what his mission statement is. Says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus came. If we can summarize the reason why Jesus came, is the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus was a fulfillment of the prophecies that were in the Old Testament, and then specifically in Isaiah chapter 61, where it's found that, and Jesus himself read it while he was in Nazareth, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That he did. "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." The man that was blind there in Jericho had heard of Jesus, certainly, had heard through about his ministry, and Jesus' ministry is now coming to an end. And he's thinking, well, my opportunity is probably past. And he was brokenhearted. But Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Again, Jesus fulfilling that which the multitude of the heavenly hosts were proclaiming. Glory to God, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." Zacchaeus was now freed. He was now freed from being a captive to the love of money. And recovering of sight to the blind, as he did there to that man that was in Jericho, blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus had come to fulfill the scriptures. He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus did these things. The Jews misunderstood. The Jews received him not. And they were not converted. Zacchaeus was not only repented, made restitution, but he was also converted. And Jesus says, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And even earlier than this, what happened here in Jericho, Jesus says the same thing to his disciples, that they should suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no wise enter therein. Zacchaeus fulfilled the word of God. Zacchaeus repented of his sins. Zacchaeus made restitutions where he needed to make restitution. Zacchaeus was converted, and then he became a son of Abraham. Salvation, eternal life, has come to his house, because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus did his part. Jesus had his purpose for coming to this earth, and that is to seek and to save that which was lost. The devil also has his purpose. His purpose is to kill, to steal, and destroy. And there were those that were trying to destroy him, trying to minimize his work. There were those that were murmuring, following in the footsteps of their father, the devil, when they murmured against Jesus, when they were rebuking the blind man, not showing any love. But Jesus came to show the love of God. Jesus came to bring peace, goodwill on earth. This is why Jesus came, to seek and to save that which was lost. But the devil comes for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And Jesus comes to give us life, and that more abundantly. What a God we serve. We love him. I was really touched by the whole service that we had this morning. I just really appreciated how that when we serve the Lord, it's much more than just simply keeping his commandments. It's because we love him. Because we love him. And in John, we read chapter 2, in chapter 4, it speaks that we only love him because he first loved us. And any expression of love that we have, it comes from him. If we love one another, we walk in the light. The verse says this morning that we read, if we love one another, we walk in the light. And there is none occasion of stumbling in us. We won't stumble around. We won't get it wrong when we love one another. And Jesus Christ came here upon this earth to do good. to give peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The devil comes for to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil comes and wants us not to care about one another, not to have love one for another, the love of God. But it's just a beautiful example here of Jesus coming into Jericho. And it's a beautiful day here in Jericho. A blind man can now see, and there's great rejoicing. Zacchaeus, who once extorted from the people, is now making Jericho a brand new place. Just think of how many of the poor that were in Jericho were now going to be blessed. Because Zacchaeus said, the half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. Think of how households have now changed for the better. Because there was a decision that Zacchaeus made to repent of his sin. And so now there's the love of God has been shown, and that love is growing. And so those that were poor in Jericho were blessed because the gentle healer has come into their town that day. He touched blind eyes and their darkness went away. Think of how there was rejoicing when those who know they were for certain that they were cheated out of their taxes, that they had to pay more taxes than they should have paid, and how that probably resentment and bitterness and grew and all of that goes with that. But now here comes Zacchaeus knocking on their door, and he says to them, you know, I took from you, and I shouldn't have taken that much from you, and I'm going to give you back four times what I took from you. Goodwill to men, peace on earth. When we're followers of the Lord, these things will come, and these will be our blessings. And so we read here later in chapter 19, here that Jesus had to speak yet one more thing because they thought that the kingdom of God was coming immediately, but it wasn't. So he spoke to them a parable. And then when he had thus spoken, verse number 28, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem, knowing that the cross awaited him there on Calvary. He ascended up to Jerusalem. The gentle healer had left their town that day. But yet the gentle healer was going to die upon a cross and have his blood shed that there might be remission of sins, that all who would believe would become the sons and the daughters of God, that all who would believe would do what Jesus would do and bring peace on earth, goodwill toward men, love toward all, love toward our brother and sister, love toward our neighbor, love toward our enemy, making a difference in this life, making a difference in this world. This is what we are called to. This is what the Lord would have us to do. Zacchaeus made good choices. When it's our time to make a choice, may the Lord grant us grace and inspiration by the Holy Spirit. Amen.